four stories of lucky people.
Have you ever had a lucky escape? Here are four stories of extremely lucky people. 1. Beer.
Two men who fell into the freezing cold sea survived because they'd been drinking. The unidentified swimmers jumped into the sea off Herne Bay, Kent, England, but soon got into trouble. It was reported that a police officer used a life ring to pull one of the men to safety. The other man, who had lost consciousness, was dragged in by a Coast Guard deputy station manager. Paramedics said that the alcohol slowed down the men's reaction to the cold and possibly saved their lives.
2. Money. Back in 2009, Norwegian Christopher Koch invested 150 kroner, about $27, in 5,000 bitcoins. He forgot about them until an article in the newspaper in April 2013 jogged his memory. Bitcoins are stored in encrypted wallets secured with a private key. After eventually working out what his password was, Koch got a pleasant surprise. His bitcoins were now worth 5 million kroner, about $90,000. It's been reported that Koch exchanged one-fifth of his 5,000 bitcoins, giving him enough money to buy an apartment in one of the Norwegian capital's wealthiest areas.
3. Snow. Russian Valery Malkov was on a train in Siberia when he fell out. Valery, 42, had left his compartment to go for a cigarette, but on opening a door that should have been locked, he was thrown out into the hostile Siberian wilderness. Temperatures outside were a freezing minus 40 degrees centigrade, and he was only wearing a t-shirt, shorts and slippers. Undeterred, he began to run after the train, eventually arriving at a small station after a 7-kilometer run. "I don't know how I didn't freeze," he said later. He stayed at the station overnight and got on another train the following morning.
4. Crockery. The owner of a Chinese vase got a pleasant surprise when it was put up for auction. He'd inherited the object from a relative many years ago and thought it was of little value because the top part was damaged. So, he'd kept it in a battered cardboard box. However, at a recent auction, the piece was sold for a staggering £119,500. It's been estimated that it would have fetched £1 million if it hadn't been for the huge crack on its neck. All the same, the owner, who's in his 80s, was said to be delighted. Duke's auctioneer, Andrew Marlborough, said of the seller, "He is a man of modest means, so he was over the moon with the final price."